This is episode 13 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about being okay. It's okay to be you, it's okay to do you, and it's okay to not apologize for any of it. If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to it. This week, we're joined by Robin Bloom again. She's a life coach from Mississippi. Welcome.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
All right. Well, you've been here before, so you already know the drill.
Yeah.
And we don't have to do any explaining to anybody. If you are new here, you better go back and listen to a few episodes before this. Try Robin's breakthrough episode.
That would be
and
awesome.
And like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode, but do not keep it for yourself.
Absolutely. So we're going to start with Robin.
Yeah.
Hey, Robin, what's been better, my dear? What's been better?
Oh, you know what? Me being intentional about the relationships that I hold near and dear to me.
I noticed
last year my mom got sick. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I'm an only child and I became a full-time caregiver. Mm-hmm. She had to have the mastectomy and we almost lost her from the surgery. And I just realized that, you know, I had been real intentional with a lot of people who didn't show it for me in that moment, you know, and I needed to focus more. So I spent this last year trying to be more intentional and really more so with the last episode that we just went through, just being more intentional with people who are also intentional with me.
I love it.
That's a whole word.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, because that kind of lines up, Sylvia, what we've been talking about
this past few weeks. This whole time. Yep.
Yeah, and she put it in a nice little bow. Be intentional with people who are intentional with me. I love it.
Yep.
Sylvia, what's been better with you?
So a couple days ago here in Atlanta, there was a mass shooting. And I have to give all praises to the higher power because my husband does not work on that corner anymore. It's been a month after he changed jobs. And when I tell you he worked at that particular address.
Oh, my goodness.
Before it became Northside Hospital. And at the next corner for 8 years. And just in the last month, he's changed jobs and was nowhere near there. I cannot tell you how much my heart stopped in that moment of getting the text of, I'm okay. Everybody at the old office is okay. This is what's happening. And then starting to get the city text. But I was so grateful to not have him there. I do want to hold space for the families that are affected.
Yeah.
But it was a lot. But I'm super grateful that did not go down in a bad way for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what a blessing.
Yeah, it really was.
You know,
it really was.
Hearing you say that lets me know how precious life is and that we really, it would behoove us to really hold our families and friends near and dear to us and ourselves and really treat every day like a present and be present.
Yes.
In those moments. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that.
Why I always say every day is a bonus. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. But that was that. So what's been better, Lori?
So every day I'm learning to, like I was just sharing, be present. And just yesterday, something just came over me. Not every day, but I try every day to like stand in the mirror, set intentions, be thankful. I have this list of things that I desire to happen. It's almost like a vision board, but it's written out. And I look at it about two or three times a day. And, but I didn't this particular day. And I was walking by it. And as I was walking by it, this feeling just came over me. It was this feeling of calm, this feeling of it's okay. And I just stopped. And it didn't dawn on me that the paper was right there. I just basked in that moment for a second, just took it in. And And it just felt like, you know, Lori, you're going to be fine. And I think about, I don't know if y'all ever saw any of those little videos of this guy in these shorts and no shirt on, and he's just skating. Like,
oh, the guy in the skating. Little underwear. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's just skating through the world, you know. That's how I felt. I was like, you know, life can be that way. You don't have to trip about shit. You can just, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing is so deep that you can just lose yourself over it, right? Just skate through the moment and just be okay and believe that the things that you intend, the things that you hope for, will come to pass. And so it just felt good in that moment. And just that's better for me, just to really know, don't be tripping about shit that you can't control. Yeah. What's the point? So
it sounds like you've turned like a whole corner from the past couple of episodes of like just a roller coaster of everything that was going on. So I'm glad that you've come to that point. Like you've found your center again.
Girl, I'm telling you, that's the essence of processing. And I think it's really good to process with somebody that you care about. I mean, care for, that they can, you know, if you have that support, or if you have a therapist or someone that you can help break down, not to judge the moment or whatever, or make you right or make you wrong, but just process how you feel to where you can get to a better place.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not all the way where I want to be yet, but I'm damn sure not where I was before. Oh, Robin, if you heard that last couple of episodes, I was, it was not pretty.
It was a lot.
That's all I can say.
It was a lot.
But it's okay.
Well, I think too, finding like the connection that you see somebody, I don't know if I told you this before, about like, I need to see somebody that has been in the same situation in order for me to be able to process it better. Mm-hmm. So knowing that I had already been in that situation and I was able to say, Lori, this is what it was like. This is how it felt. Be prepared for this. This is what your pictures is going to look like. This, you know, these kinds of things of like being prepared for the disappointment that you already see coming and not having to be necessarily disappointed, but at least be prepared.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said that, because that's one of the things that I push. Share space with people who are transparent about their shit. That's how you really learn. You really can't learn from someone just telling you what you need to do, what it's supposed to look like, what it should look like, this and that or whatever. But sit down with people who can tell you what it looked like for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where you get your most help from, because you're not feeling like, oh, my God, well, what? But you can actually sit there and be like, oh, but she still got through it, or it still worked out. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true. That's so true.
Well, we're talking about being okay today and being unapologetically okay.
Yeah.
Like, Robin, I know you want to share what path you're on now and where you're going and what you're doing. And I love that it is all around this theme. So please tell us what you got going.
Well, I am quietly working on getting back into podcasting. It's not going to be a big grand thing. You know, I'm just like, who needs to hear it type deal or whatever. But it's going to be centered around being unapologetic about your healing. And that means when it comes to your boundaries, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your children, when it comes to parents, your business, whatever it is, you pick that boundary, you stand firm on that boundary, and you be unapologetic about it. I'm even practicing being unapologetic about the battles that I pick. I feel like my healing gives me permission to pick and choose my battles. And because I have that permission, I also have permission to practice, fuck around, and find out.
Ooh.
And not feel bad when I practice that.
Girl.
If that makes sense.
Look. you speaking my language right now.
A whole sermon, okay? A whole...
Because in the past, you know, you'd be like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, you know. But then think about it. You feel bad because you didn't say anything, and then you feel bad because you said something. No, we're going to be unapologetic. If you feel like that battle was worth picking, go to war about that battle.
Ooh. Yes.
And be okay about that.
Girl.
Say what you got to say and let it go. That's where I am. And that's where I'm pushing my clients to now. We're in that season of.
Yeah. I needed you about 3 weeks ago.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Because I'm telling you, yes, because I was feeling like, and I don't even use these shouldn't shit, you know, but I was in this shouldn't mode. Like, I shouldn't feel the way I'm feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I needed to curtail how I felt about what was going on with me, trying to protect the person that presented the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hearing you say that, that's just giving me permission to just be, like, to say, I'm hurt, damn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I do remember you getting to a point, like, we recorded a whole episode, and she texted and was like, I don't think we should put this out. And I was like, ma'am, what are we going to do? Because we are not recording a whole other episode.
It was rough, yeah.
But I'm glad that you eventually were like, I said what I said. I'll be very nice and not say all of the things that I said, but it does exist.
And the truth is the truth.
Right. And the truth is the truth. And wrong is wrong and right is right. Like, and this is a fucked up situation that many people go through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this unapologetic space is huge. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's Go ahead.
Well, I saw a post that Tabitha Brown put up, and it kind of got my attention. I love Tabitha Brown.
Mm-hmm. I love her too.
But she said that don't let people pull you out of character. And that's why I kind of had to disagree with her, because you don't have the power to pull me out of character. Mm. If I choose that battle, I chose that battle.
My
character has anything to do, it doesn't have shit to do with it. I chose to say what I said and I meant what I said, and I'm gonna leave here still feeling the way I felt.
Mm.
Okay.
So nobody has the power to pull you out of character.
Say that. Yes. Absolutely.
So this goes back to, I don't even know what episode it was, first season, of me saying, don't make me the villain you don't want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I will play the whole role. I will direct. I will put the camera on. I will do all the shit because I have time today. I'm going to make time to let you know.
Right.
Because I feel like sometimes you do have to, there's no cute way. There's no way to like keep it cute on some situations. Some situations I need to let your ass know that this isn't going to work.
And
trying to placate you and think about your feelings and how can I gently say this or how can I give you a friendly reminder? It was past that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you said Tabitha was saying, don't let anybody pull you out of character. You're right. You're so right, Robin. Nobody pulls you anything. Nobody makes you anything. You get to choose everything. And then what does out of character mean? Like, so we have to be poised. We have to be a certain way. What does that even mean? You know, and I think.
Well, later on in the post, she did say, because that ain't you. But yeah, it is me. If you knock on that door, you want me to answer. And who answers is me. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
That part.
Don't
right.
knock on no door you don't want answer. You know what I'm saying? Don't poke a bear and you don't want to get bit. You know? Mm-hmm. So it is me.
That's
it is me in that moment. That's
right.
That's a part of me.
Right.
I'm not gonna let you play with me. Mm-hmm. And here we are. You know?
Right.
Two house rules right there. Two house rules.
Okay.
We don't deal with the fuck around gang and don't suggest shit you don't really want to do.
Right.
I love it. I love it. And those are beautiful principles, Sylvia. Mm-hmm. But that's the same thing, Robin. It's like you're right. It's like, no, this is who I am. This is what I am choosing. Mm-hmm. And whatever character you see, and you don't get to gaslight me in that moment. Like you poked, I responded, and then you're out of character. Bitch, step back.
Yeah.
That part.
Right.
That part. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Find you something safe to do.
What do I always say? Find a tight corner. Find a tight corner.
Right. Come on now.
But that's kind of where we are. that's kind of where we are. You know, I see a lot of that on social media. You know, I have kids, so I have this young teenager in the house now, and I see that a lot. You know, people throw the rock, hide their hand, and then make you feel bad for responding.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
That's a whole ball of manipulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's set to have you feeling bad about how you respond when someone does a thing. No, if you, you know, if you're in this space, if you're throwing rocks, you get rocks thrown back at you. That's just how it is.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And too, you know, I always think as I've been like circling this in my head too, of like, they did something, you take time to process it. But then when you try to go back about it, they're like, why are you bringing up old shit? Bitch, because I got a trauma response about it. That's why. Like,
yeah.
It's not old shit. I am just processing it in this time. This is how long it took me to process it. Because if I would have just reacted, I still wouldn't have got out how I really felt about it. Mm-hmm. So it's not bringing up old shit. I have a trauma response. Mm-hmm. Here's how I'm going to respond to it.
Well, and for one thing, you don't get to tell me how to be.
That part.
Yeah. You don't get to tell me how to respond. Mm-hmm. I'm responding based on how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nobody told you how to initiate that thing with me. You just did it. You know, and then you tell me how to talk. No, I didn't tell you how to talk. Don't tell me how to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's the space I'm holding. That's the space I'm holding, being unapologetic about me and my healing. I like to center around my healing because I think that's where it comes from, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you go on your healing journey and, you know, now you're being told, or people, you know, suggest it's supposed to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. Now you're feeling stuck. Like, well, I feel good about this space and I don't like, you know, what happened, but I'm supposed to just take it. You know, because I'm healing, because people are quick to throw up, well, you're, you know, I thought you were healing, you know, well, you ain't dead. So apparently I am, you know, like I am healing. You didn't get slapped. So yeah, I am healing, you know, but I mean, people tend to throw your healing in your face. And now you feel stuck in that space of, well, this is what it's supposed to look like. I'm supposed to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. But also too, again, let me say this one more time, and I'm going to throw this up here at the top. Go back and listen to Robin's first episode. You said specifically that you were healing, not healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So them throwing that back in your face you're not done yet. Mm-hmm. So me being in my healing journey does not mean that I'm like completely fixed. I'm completely done. I'm one certain way. Healing is continuous.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's when it comes to choosing yourself. That's part that I stress that so much. This healing journey is about you. Yes, there are things done to you. Yes, you did things or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's really about how are you going to navigate the rest of your life? That's what it's about. Can you sit and enjoy a little peace? Can you walk in peace? Can you pick battles? Can you set boundaries? Can you say no? Can you walk away? That's what it's about. Being able to navigate your future, you know? But people will take that you are healing and try to make you sit in a corner. And that does something to you if you're not surrounding yourself with people who are practicing being unapologetic about their healing. Because I think it's unpopular to be unapologetic about your healing.
It's unpopular to be unapologetic.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop right there. Okay. Yeah. Period. Yeah.
It is. And I think people try to interject how they want you to be from their perspective. That's not how you would want to be. And you get to choose. And I love the unapologeticness to this thing, because it's beautiful, because we give ourselves permission to feel how we feel without trying to wrap it around how somebody else feels.
Yeah.
Right.
Try to curtsy to this other person. And it's not to say, y'all need curtsy to me. I don't give a shit about that. I'm just going to be me. And if your feelings are hurt, I'm going to trust that you can handle your feelings. Just like I hope you can trust that I'm going to handle my feelings. And I think if we allow space for people to handle their lives the way they handle it, or handle a situation the way they handle it, I think there'll be, we'll be a much better family, country, nation. Like, we'll be a much better people. And we stay in our own lane, because that's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
And let me throw this in. Being unapologetic as a mother. You know, I had a conversation recently with my girls, and you know, I told them, you know, I'm not here to be your friend, you know, but if we're friendly, that's great, you know. But my job is to plant a seed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My job is to plant a seed. If it's something I don't agree with, you know, where I think it's going to bring harm to you, I'm going to speak up about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you mm-hmm. may be upset. I'm okay with you being upset. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Am I trying to tell you what to do? Absolutely not. But I think it's important that I plant that seed so that you have something else up here to think about.
Exactly.
When shit really starts to get going, you know.
Right.
So I'm unapologetic about being your mother when it comes to planting seeds that I feel you need in your life.
That's,
I'm just
so
giving
huge.
You something to work with, and then I step away. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And they respect like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They respect that. They didn't get it, but yeah, they get it.
Look, life lessons come however they come. Some of us are slower mm-hmm. learners. Some of us are in advanced class. Some of us need to get that lesson five more times. You get the whisper, you get the little push, or you get the brick to the forehead. So
right.
Switch
but you
know,
we'll get it.
And but Robin, they didn't get it now, but they mm-hmm. they will get it, because what you hope mm-hmm. for comes to pass. We have the ability to create. We have been given that ability. So we create with our mouths. We create mm-hmm. with our thinking. So you plant that seed, you want your daughters to get it. Initially, they might not be on the same frequency or wavelength that you're on now. But the hope is that they'll get it in a time when they really need it.
Mm-hmm. And they are. And it's right. So funny. I'm getting those phone calls where, Mama, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I see what you were talking about. That made sense. And then I go back to say, hey, I wasn't trying to tell you what to do, but I was just, you know, planting a seed and adding water to it as needed so that your crazy ass wouldn't forget. Because
Exactly. Because we want the best for our children. And mm-hmm. if we are not saying, it sounds like it's like we're afraid to be honest with our children, but that fear is going to mess up some things.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cause mm-hmm. harm later on. So mm-hmm. we need to say it. If our parents didn't say it, or their parents didn't say it to us, if it comes to our awareness, speak up.
Right. Yeah.
I tell them I'm your enemy now, but I'll be your friend later. That's how I'm looking at it.
Oh, I love
but
that.
I'm gonna do it the way I feel I need to do it, which is just planting a seed. You know,
mm-hmm.
however you choose to take that information and use it, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you will not be able to say my mama did not tell me anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Say that. You can't say that. You won't. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And if you do, you're lying. Yeah. Yeah.
Which isn't going to work out, because once you tell that lie, it's hard to undo. That mm-hmm. makes sense. That makes sense. I do want to talk about a little bit more about being okay, though, of coming into the feeling and understanding of, like, this is who I am, and I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my part of the healing journey, is figuring out who I am, and am I okay with that version? Okay, no, I don't like it. Let's keep going. Okay, who am I now? Do I like mm-hmm. it? Okay, it's working. Keep going a little bit. Okay, we got to tweak it. So it's that part of, like, trying to, yes, be unapologetic, but also the feeling of, okay. Okay, I'm okay. You're okay.
You
everybody's
you
okay.
You can't get to the unapologetic part until you're okay
mm-hmm.
with the person in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta give yourself grace and compassion, because there are gonna be days. I tell people, I had talked to someone not long ago, and I said, your life coach takes breaks. You know, I take breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get myself together. So mm-hmm. you gotta give yourself a little grace and compassion and realize life is gonna keep lifing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not gonna always look like you want it to look. But if you stop and look around, as I tell my girls, and go, shit ain't too bad. You know, I'm here. It's going. that should give you enough to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. I think I have some clients that focus so much on the way things should look, mm-hmm. and they don't take the time to sit and be present in how far they've come, mm-hmm. because they're too busy focusing on what it should look like. Mm-hmm. It's never going to look like the way you think it should look. Yeah. It's never going to feel exactly the way you think it should feel. But what does happen is there are moments where it looks really, really good and it feels really, really mm-hmm. good. And that's your confirmation that you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it. Robin, man, you speaking today, man. That's yeah. beautiful. And that's the truth. And I hope that our audience will understand that too. Like, if we release ourselves from these shoulds, mm-hmm. because the shoulds really are synonymous with shame. Because guess what? When a should doesn't happen, we are ashamed. Shame shows up. But if we let it go and we just allow, man, the beauty in allowing.
Yeah. And be okay with, not listening to certain people. That's a big thing, you know, because it's your pastor, or because it's your mother, or because it's your best friend, or because it's whoever. Be okay with letting it come in this ear and go out the other. You know, you got to be okay with letting some shit just slide on by. Mm-hmm. You do. Nobody can speak on someone else's healing. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in that.
That's truth.
Speak on your healing and share, and let's, you know, I can relate to that. But you don't have the authority to speak on my healing and tell me what my healing should look like and mm-hmm. what it should feel like. Mm-hmm. But Absolutely. When you share space with people who do that, you're doing more harm to yourself. Mm. Because you now you're putting what they think and feel above what you think and feel.
Yes, yep. yes. Which goes back to trusting your gut.
Yeah.
So we have to spend time learning to trust our gut and not be so mm-hmm. focused on what this person thinks, what dad thinks, mm-hmm. what the, like you said, the pastor thinks. Because these people are people just like you are.
Mm-hmm. I just had that moment in the garden. So all of my pepper plants were dying.
Mm.
Just put them out, just put everything out, was okay, everything is exciting, but I got new soil and I was excited about the new soil. And I was like, okay, well, they said, don't add anything to it and don't do anything extra. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. Hell no. I almost killed all my shit.
Mm.
So I had to go back, yeah. look at my old videos,
mm-hmm.
remember what I knew what to do,
mm.
follow my instructions, because I have kept this video diary for 2 years now of like, this is what you do. This is what worked. This is how you did it. That's what my TikToks are about. They are mm-hmm. not just for like me to share and have a good mm-hmm. time, but it's also like, okay, what did I do with those tomatoes?
Right.
Okay, what did I do with those peppers? Mm-hmm. So I had to go get all the stuff out, had to mix everything down. Like, I made a whole set of videos about it because I almost killed mm-hmm. a whole year's worth of peppers.
Oh, wow.
Because I grew them last year, overwintered them, kept them alive in the greenhouse, took them back out, replanted them, because I was like, I'm not going to start over from seed. For what? These were perfectly fine.
Right.
And I almost killed all of them.
So
listening to everybody else.
Right, right. But you came too, which I'm so glad you came to yourself. So what did you end up doing?
I wound up deep root watering the way that I knew how to deep root water.
Like, oh, okay.
With all the wine bottles. So mm-hmm. just dug out all the wine bottles, cleaned them all up, mixed all the solution with the fish fertilizer, to which my nephew is so cute. He said, this looks like soda, Auntie. Plant soda. So gave them all plant soda and they all snapped back.
Come on.
But it was because,
I love that.
And I love my little community. It was because somebody was like, hey, is your soil dry down a few layers? Yeah, it is. Because down a few layers is my original soil.
Mm.
My new soil is kind of at the top. So, of course, my new well-draining, that was the whole bit, well-draining mm-hmm. soil just drained all the water out. So mm-hmm. nothing was getting watered.
Mm.
So put those wine bottles in.
And I love how that person, I love how the person implied, like, with a question.
Yes.
Didn't tell you, well, what you need to do.
Yes.
That's kind of what I'm, okay. yeah.
That's Robin, a big difference.
I know you haven't been around, but there's a whole episode about that because We had some people who thought, I'll just tell you what to do, and that's what you should mm-hmm. do, and never do mm-hmm. it.
Right.
And it did not work mm-hmm. out. It didn't work out well okay. at all. So, okay. yes. yeah.
That's hilarious.
But I love that because mm-hmm. they are the Black women who I interact with and am in community with on Garden Talk, that's what we call it, have mm-hmm. a way, yes, of guiding each other instead mm-hmm. of dictating to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I okay. see that a lot with people that aren't in that community mm-hmm. who, right. yes, they grow plants. Yes, they've been gardening for 30 years or yes, they mm-hmm. do whatever. But it's the way that they impose mm-hmm. their ideals and their way of doing things as if it is mm-hmm. the all being end all be all mm-hmm. right. way of mm-hmm. doing it. And mm-hmm. no, you know, like I've literally been dealing with these wine bottles for 2 years now and mm-hmm. they have not mm-hmm. steered me wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Why I didn't think to like just do that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really was just like, mm-hmm. well, this is better. Somebody else is doing it.
Well, but it came yeah. to you though.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so it goes back to trusting your gut. And most things that we do are principally, hopefully, they're principally based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we use principles, we can never go wrong. You know, yeah. and hopefully what people are hearing as we're talking is to say, get used to asking questions instead of coming and saying what I do is the way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
The way I do right. things might be working for me. It might not work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe right. we approach it like that. Well, this is how it's worked for me. I don't know how it's going to work right. for you. Like learning yes. new language.
Yes, it is. It's a completely, and I've seen it. I've seen it very specifically in the comments. I will look at the comments and I will see how some people are like, well, what about blah, 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 blah. And it's like how you pose that question is very, mm-hmm. it's very mm-hmm. snarky.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. not helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are like, hey, did you try this? Or have you mm-hmm. looked at this? Mm-hmm. Did you test mm-hmm. your soil? Mm-hmm. Did you, you know, do whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Like a kind of like a gotcha question in a way.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you can really take that, you know, for anyone who's listened, this is life lessons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about soil and plants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can apply mm-hmm. it to every area yes. of your
Thank
life.
Thank you.
You know?
That's
that
it.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It that is it.
I've been finding that happening in so many different ways in my interactions online and even in my work. Same. How like my group questions each other versus like how the people that we're kind of working for question is very different sometimes mm-hmm. too. It's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. no.
yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got to learn to be okay with taking what you need from what you hear and discarding the rest.
Yes.
And not feeling bad about saying, you know, I don't have to respond or anything, but that doesn't work for me.
Right. I've taken right. to like, mm-hmm. I just don't respond anymore because I was like, I'll make time and I will respond because mm-hmm. you are,
yeah.
you know, and it's like,
yeah,
for what?
Yeah. Because it takes yeah. your energy away.
It does.
And mm-hmm. so we get to choose where we place our energy
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
depending on where we place our energy, lets us know if we're going to get it back.
Yeah.
And right. sometimes we put our energy in places it just sucks it out. We don't get that back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And right. so what you're both saying is just practice. When we are learning, we are practicing. We're practicing mm-hmm. doing the thing that's going to give us the better results.
Yep.
So
it's funny. I hear all of the hashtags that are like our permanent what's been better hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
Intentional living, give grace, and practice patience have been like every post all year so far.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing, I'm like, okay, we were already on the right path. We were already on the yeah. right path. Okay. Right. I feel better about that. It's another step of like, okay, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like Robin, I feel like this episode, you're kind of giving out permission this time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's like
confirmation. Do you feel that, Lori? Yes.
I do. It feels like confirmed, like validated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And recently,
because there are so many people that's healing and that's in this space of trying to be better or do better. I feel like it's necessary that people give themselves permission to be and not apologize for it and not have to explain it. You know, this is where I am, and either you're rocking with it or you're not. I'm not going into detail. This is what it is. And I think that's important, you know.
No explanatory commas. That's another like not house rule, but it's just like on the side of like, we're not explaining.
We don't have to. I don't have to tell you where I'm going to be going to my destination wedding. Oh, if you would have
asked me what I thought, no, why would I ask you where the fuck I'm going to get married? Why would I do that?
Are you paying? Are you
know, like that. Robin. It's like, no, this is my choice. I get to choose how I live my life. Now, if you don't want to rock and roll with me, that's your permission. You do what you do, but you don't get to tell me and dictate how I live my life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
That doesn't work. That's not going to work.
And my prayer is that more people get into that space, because I do feel like, I told my oldest daughter, I said, you know, one thing I realized in this journey, that a lot of, not everybody, but a lot of people's depression comes from other people and the situations that develop being in relationships with those people.
Girl,
you and better if they say can realize it right that, here. You know, yeah.
No, say it, Robin, say that again, though, please.
Right here.
Say it one more time.
So a lot of people's depression, not all, but a lot of people's depression comes from other people and the situations that develop from having relationships with those people. And so you find yourself in situations not being able to say no, speak up or whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What would you suggest, though? I'm gonna follow through with that. What would you suggest on that person who's falling over their damn selves with depression because of this relationship? What would you suggest? What would you do?
Well, for me, that was a part of my healing. I had to realize, you know, why is this person so important in my life? What they say, how they feel, all those things. Why is that so important? And why does them being able to say what they say is more important than how I feel about me?
Thank you.
Why am I allowing them to hurt my feelings with words and actions? You know, that's where I had to start. That was that account. I had to hold myself accountable. I couldn't do shit about them, but I had to hold myself accountable. Why are you holding space for these people? I had to do the work on Robin.
I'm telling you,
Lori,
like she's dropping it down. And I'm like, I'm picking up what you put down, honey.
But is this not a conversation that you and I had offline a couple weeks ago?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
The way that she put this, though, makes so much sense. Like the way so now we're back to like, again, go back to Robin's original episode of why you need a therapist and a life coach. If they could be the same person, cool. But if they could be two different people, you got this supplemental person. You just reinforced something that she told me a couple weeks ago. But the way you just reinforced it is a lot of clarity has come even more. Like she kind of started the fan and blew the clouds out a little bit. But you were like, no, ma'am, we're going to wipe this. Just wipe it clear.
I love it.
Like,
I love it.
Wow.
Did you?
I'm big on... Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, did you answer that question for yourself, though? When you said, how is it these people are, what was your answer to yourself?
There were a lot of answers, you know, it depends on who the person was because each person was different. Same situations, different people, you know, new shit. But each person was different because each person held a certain type of space in my life. It was, you know, I really wanted them there or they were pretending to really want to be there. Whatever that situation was, I had to look in the mirror, and that's what I was going to say. I love to do the mirror work. I love talking to Robin in the mirror.
Wait. Did you say pretending to want to be there?
That. I'm glad you stopped right there too.
Ma'am, how do you How do you see that? How do you find that in real time?
Because you just know. And I tell people all the time, you know, you're just choosing to overlook. You know, you feel it.
But they come
up. You're just lying to yourself.
Yeah, but they come up in times when they got to put their money where their mouth is, right? Mm-hmm. When they get certain situations like an invitation to a thing and then they can't come through. That's where that you get to see it. Like, oh, the curtain is up. They're pretending, right? Because if you don't say anything and they don't say anything, and if you do say something, they still not. They're not going to tell you they're pretending. Because most of the time they are afraid to tell their truth. That's why they're pretending in the first place. They are afraid to tell you how they really feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And a lot of times you don't even need those words. So many people feel like they need to hear words. You don't need those words. I'm more focused on your actions. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm putting my money on, your actions.
Yep. Right.
So if they're continuously flaking and not doing whatever, now you need to look in the mirror and say, okay, Robin, why are you choosing to keep inviting? Why are you choosing to keep whatever?
That's how it works.
That's the work. That's the healing work. That now you're holding yourself accountable. Because if you invite her again, Robin, and she declines, your feelings are going to be hurt. But you know damn well she's not going to show up.
Right. So stop inviting. And that's the unapologeticness about this whole thing. Stop. Yep. What are you doing? Are you afraid of what they're going to say if you don't invite them on some bullshit that you know they're not coming to anyway? Get the fuck out of here.
And the thing is, when you realize that, now you get to... This is what I tell my girls. When you do that, now the ball is in their court.
Exactly.
So if they have something to say, now it gives you the opportunity to say what you need to say. Mm-hmm. Let them bring it up. Mm-hmm. Now you can say what you need to say.
Yep.
And there we go.
Right.
And how that ends says everything.
Girl.
You're either going to still be cool or you're going to separate.
You better.
And you're not going to feel bad because you did what you needed to do for you.
I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry because... The fuck else is there left to say? Just
drop the mic. Drop the mic.
If I had one of those little like foghorn buttons, I'd hit it right now.
I know.
What? Seriously.
Oh my goodness. I love it, Robin. Thank you. You just everything is a boat. That's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm skating now. I'm skating through life. Like, you know, it's
I'm gonna play.
And keep skating, and allowing people to come into your space, and you have permission to take what you need and let the rest fly. You know,
but
allow your space to be open so that you can receive that goodness that you deserve because it's out there. You know, but a lot of times we're focused so much on the negative shit, we can't even see the positive. We can't even see the roses. We can't even, you know, smell the fresh air because we allow the negativity to hold space.
Girl, happy Friday, y'all.
One more time for Robin. One more time.
I don't know if y'all ever heard this song, Summer Breeze, Make Me Feel Fine.
I'm thinking of like every other song. I was thinking Janelle Monáe, Float. I was thinking, who sings Float? Float On. Who sings that?
Oh my goodness, I can't think of that group.
Okay, I was thinking that. And
is it Lakeside? I don't know.
I think it is. And then I was thinking, what's the song where they say, just let it slide? That's where I am right now. Okay.
And Denise Williams. I just want to be free.
That. We're going to have to
but
a
what's
whole
my,
playlist
let me,
for this.
Let me tell you. I have, so what's that song? It's by Stephanie Mills. I want to share this. I grew up listening to it on Saturdays. You know how you got that black mama and when the music come on, I mean, get up and clean. but she always played that one song, Stephanie Mills, Never Knew Love Like This Before. But it has new meaning to me. And I want you guys to take some time this weekend and listen to it, but let it be about you. Sing it to yourself in the mirror, not to someone else. Let it be about you, and let me and email me and let me know how that felt.
I'm gonna do that today.
Yeah.
What's up.
Wow. All right, Well, that's it. We're not even going to add to it. We're just going to let it be what it is. Again, if you have not already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this, but do not keep it for yourself. Robin, we appreciate you. Please come back however many more times you want to come back.
Yes, please, please, please do.
Drop some more knowledge on us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.